Welcome to the podcast where we discuss the ever-important topic of cybersecurity and its impact on our daily lives. There are critical vulnerabilities that have been discovered in both macOS and iOS/iPadOS. The first vulnerability affects Apple macOS JavaScript core, which has the potential to allow for remote code execution. While there is no exploit currently available to take advantage of this vulnerability, upgrading is highly recommended. In addition to this, a critical buffer overflow vulnerability has been discovered in Apple macOS. Moving on to iOS/iPadOS, a vulnerability has been found in the network connection handler, which may be exploited by bad actors who have local access to the device. There is currently no available exploit, but upgrading is recommended to prevent any exploitation. Additionally, there's another vulnerability that allows for escalation of privileges through manipulation of unknown data. Lastly, improper entitlements may lead to bypassing of privacy preferences in Apple devices. Users need to be cautious while using their devices. It is strongly encouraged to upgrade the devices to mitigate the identified vulnerabilities. Recently, a US-based fraud prevention company, TeleSign, is accused of violating GDPR regulations due to its involvement in the non-consensual collection and processing of personal data from millions of EU citizens. According to reports, TeleSign's reputation scores of individuals were created from the collected data, and subsequently sold to companies such as Microsoft, Salesforce, and TikTok. The complaint filed by Austrian privacy advocacy group Neub, represented by lawyer Max Schrems, calls for an end to data transfers, discontinuation of data process, and the removal of transmitted data. It's a privacy and security issue, and further updates are expected. A UK citizen, Joseph James O'Connor, has been sentenced to 5 years in a New York federal court for his role in a Twitter hack that affected high-profile accounts in July 2020. O'Connor was one of the hackers behind the scheme that allowed scammers to take control of accounts of prominent individuals including Elon Musk, Bill Gates, and Barack Obama. The scammers posted messages asking for Bitcoin donations. This sentencing sends a strong message to hackers around the world that cyber crimes carry severe consequences. In recent news, the infamous hacking site Breach Forums has been taken down by US authorities. Breach Forums served as a gathering place for English-speaking cybercriminals to exchange, promote, and trade stolen personal information. The domain of Breach Forums has been confiscated by the FBI following the arrest of Pompom Puran, the owner, on accusations of cybercrime. This is a significant development in the battle against cybercrime, as the FBI had previously taken control of the site following the capture of Connor Fitzpatrick, the previous owner, back in March. Recently, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency issued an urgent directive to all federal agencies to patch security flaws in iPhones that have been exploited in spyware attacks using zero-click exploits on the iMessage app. This move by the agency is part of its efforts to counter cyber threats. The agency has also added vulnerabilities in VMware and RoundCube servers to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog, urging US agencies to patch them as well. In addition, federal agencies have been directed to address recently patched security vulnerabilities to prevent further attacks using the triangulation spyware on iPhones via iMessage zero-click exploits. Stay tuned for more updates on these developments. Fortinet has addressed a critical remote command execution vulnerability affecting its Fortinet Zero Trust Access solution. The vulnerability posed a potential threat of attackers executing code and commands remotely. Fortinet has updated its Fortinet solution to address the issue and urges all users to install the updates promptly to prevent cyber attacks and protect user data. The leader of Russia's private military group Wagner, Yevgeny Prigozhin, is facing investigation in Moscow after his outburst against the Russian military. Security has been tightened in Moscow, Rostov, and Lipetsk regions due to the Wagner chief's rebellion. Russian authorities have announced increased security measures after the Wagner group leader claimed his forces crossed the border from Ukraine. The FSB has accused Yevgeny Prigozhin of calling for an armed rebellion after a retaliatory strike on a camp that killed many mercenaries. In addition, a Wagner group commander has entered Rostov, posing a threat to Russian supply lines to Ukraine and creating uncertainty for the city's future. The Russian Security Service, FSB, is currently investigating the Wagner group over the alleged armed mutiny.